Oh, Kevin pushed the right button. Good morning, Mayor.
Does help.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm new here.
I'm good.
Disregard the new guy on the other side of the table here.
Okay.
How you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Still kicking.
Yep. Hey, this has been beautiful weather.
Yes, it has been.
It's perfect, so... Mm-hmm. That always lifts the spirit.
It does.
For sure.
How far along are you just about? Are you getting close to your punch list for Prairie Creek Park?
We are. We're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed by the middle of this month, that we'll be ready to do our punch list. There's a few things yet we're waiting on to be completed, but hopefully in the next week or two we'll be doing that.
Okay. Roundabout, still a decision to be made, maybe the next meeting or not?
I'm not sure if they'll bring that up at the next meeting or not. We're still trying to find some things out, you know, just to make sure that we're making a good decision on that, because there's different things you have to look at, you know, utilities, if we have to move those, you know, just different things that we have to consider before we make a decision. So,
are you in a good frame of mind as far as when the governor decides to give the okay to take off masks and everything else to still do that? I think it's the 17th of October, I think, is when that's going to happen. So we got to just.
Unless he changes.
Yeah, he's been known to do that a time or two. So. But do you expect that to happen? And so what? How's it going to change how you guys do down where you're at?
Well, to be honest with you, Ken, I really think he might extend that. I have nothing to base that on. I just think that he might, because the numbers have not consistently stayed low. So I think that he may extend that. But if he does make a difference on that, then we probably will make some changes at Old Stoney as far as requiring masks or how we handle that. I think we'll always have sanitation stations set up, and I think we'll always have masks available. But, you know, whether or not we'll require it could be something different.
Yeah, I know we had five short of 1,500 cases, new cases in the state on Friday and 1,429 on Saturday. And we had over 1,000, almost 1,100 on Sunday. So
that
was last weekend. So it doesn't sound the greatest in the world.
No, I would not be surprised to see that get extended for that reason. I know also Clinton County had kind of a pickup for a few days, you know, in cases. So. But I noticed yesterday we're kind of trending back down. So I guess we'll just have to see what the next few days bring for us.
Yeah, we're just like the stock market. We go up and down, you know, just keep them. Are you guys going to continue to meet at the library, or are you going to try and get back to the downstairs at Old Stoney?
I would think that probably at least through October we'll stay at the library just for consistency so we can say, you know, through that month. But after that, if some of these restrictions are lifted, we probably will go back to Old Stoney. It will probably be a topic of discussion Monday night, get some, you know, information from other council members and Board of Works members on how they feel about it.
That's right. We do have a pair of meetings come Monday, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I just seem like we just had one. Had a pair.
It seems like it, doesn't it? They come quickly.
Yeah, that's right. Anything going on that you want to promote, or anything that you want to, like, maybe coming up this weekend or down the line?
Not anything particularly that I can think of. Of course, Monday night we're going to have the public hearing, second reading on our 2021 budget,
mm-hmm.
also our salary ordinances. So that's a pretty important thing to us, because by the 1st of November, of course, we have to have that all approved and sent into the state. So that's something that's important that I think coming up on Monday. Another thing that I think I'm looking forward to is, of course, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're still going to have that trunk or treat at the park that was sponsored by the Fun Group. They
right.
put a lot of work into it, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty much it right now.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Can't think of anything. Just hope that everyone has a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and... We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You take care, and I'll see you later on.
You take care.
All right.
Thanks,
okay.
Mayor.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And that is the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. And on that, tomorrow, we will be talking with Anita Stewart from the United Way. Karen Gregerson going to round out...